είναι άλλα 150 μετάχεις για να αγοράσεις πράγματα. Hello.
Hi, John. John with Local Splash. Hopefully we're able to line things up now. So obviously, in the interest of your time, I'm more than available to repeat a lot of things. I know you have a full plate here, but do you want me to go over or clarify before we look to move forward here?
So let me ask something. I know because I think they offered me that in the past, things like that, and it was the payment about how many clicks you're gonna get. I mean, it was like a few cents every time someone visited or opened the page. So this is a standard fee, right?
Yes, this is a flat fee. You are going to invest $100 in Facebook every month. You can increase that or decrease that. Totally up to you. Again, that just goes with our standard $299 rate with a $100 Facebook investment. And
it's only Facebook and Instagram too.
Say it again.
It's only Facebook or Instagram too.
Oh, well, with Facebook, they do have ads that can work on Instagram, but we haven't had as much success with running Instagram ads, so we don't do Instagram specifically anymore. We just do mainly the Meta Facebook.
All right. So you think Facebook, you're getting better results?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with our analytics, the click-through rate and then the contact rate after Facebook, conversion is close to 10% on Facebook ads because of how well they're targeted.
All right. Okay. So what do you need from me? And just to make sure, if, for example, in 3 months I see that I'm not getting calls or I don't see any difference, we can stop it anyway, right?
Correct. We offer longer contracts, but most of our clients just start on a month-to-month.
Right.
Longer contracts just give you a discount, but again, yes, you can stop at any time.
I guess, but you know, I would prefer, you know, to start and make a trial, and if it's working, I can make you a annual, 1 year.
Exactly. That's what a lot of people do. Is like if things are working, then they just want to capitalize on getting a discount and just re-upping for a year. That's totally doable. Correct.
And how I'm going to be able to trace how many views my page has or how many opened the page? And
great question. So we're all about analytics. You have access to a back page called our splash page. So you're going to have a local splash dashboard where you're going to see not only analytics, keyword analytics as well. So that way, if you want to adjust keywords or maybe you want to, we talked about this before, you want to pivot to focus more on the commercial side keywords for the restaurants and you know, new developments, we can do that. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to focus on service side keywords, we can do that. Same thing with Facebook,
right.
Obviously. We can adjust.
So do you want to give you my card?
Yeah, I was going to get wrap up some of these questions so that way everything's lined up, and then I'll get that right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so first thing here, let's see. Okay. John, spelled J-O-H-N, correct?
Yes.
And your last name?
Politis. P like Peter, O L I T like Tom, I S.
Okay. Name on the card is also John Politis?
Name on the card?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yes, please.
On my business cards?
Yeah, whichever card you plan on using.
Oh, the one I'm using now, it's my father company, my father credit card.
Okay, so what's the name on the card? Is it a business name?
I-S-I, D like David, O, R like Robert, O-S, Isidoros.
Okay, and is it in the company's name or is it just in Isidore's name, the card itself?
No, it's in the company's name.
Okay, so let me just do that. So the company card is in Icaros Electric's name, is that correct?
Icaros Electrical.
Electrical, okay. All right. And you're an authorized user for this card account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want anyone else to be able to call in on your behalf, John, to set any changes to this account with, like, the ads and whatnot?
What does that mean?
So let's say you want to change some keywords, or you want to change how the ads are where they're being delivered to, like for Facebook. You can always just call in or have someone else call in on your behalf if they're authorized to.
So I guess you guys have a customer service that I can call and change that, right?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, do you want to authorize anyone else to call into customer service and our fulfillment team to do that?
No, only me I'm going to call.
Okay, no problem. So in order to protect your account, so that way you're only the one calling in, and also in the event someone calls you and says, you know, they're your Google provider when you know we are, we allow you to choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name as a security question. Which one would you prefer?
My first pet name.
Okay, and that was?
Hector.
H-E-T-O-R? I mean, H-E-C-T-O-R?
Yes.
Okay. And then the best phone number to reach you, 347-294-9789?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, English is fine for our speaking language. Now, what services do you want us to start setting up keywords for? So just name anything that you want us to focus on for the keywords. Five or so items is fine, and then that'll help the team get started.
The keywords on the search, the web?
Correct, correct. So it's just like, what jobs do you want us to promote?
I guess it was supposed to be up when someone looking for emergency service.
Okay, emergency service, okay.
Yeah, electrical emergency service.
Right.
Electrical work.
Okay.
I don't know, what...
Like lighting installation, anything like that, or no?
Yeah, I mean, what other electricians?
Okay. No worries. So good news is that's what our analytics team helps with, right? So I just wanted to see if there's anything specific outside of that. Like electrical emergency service is definitely a very specific keyword, so thank you for that. But yes, for electrical work or electrician services, absolutely. We'll let you know which keywords work best, so that way, you know, you'll be lined up with those, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know the results getting from your platform, and you know what people Google it, right?
Correct. That's what the analytics does, correct. So we'll help you guide you on those keywords, absolutely. Okay? Now, are you using any other provider that does SEO, or you just have those Home Advisor leads right now?
No, only that. And Angie. And we signed contract with Angie, too.
Angie, right? Okay. Okay. All right. And we have availability to have it's a client interview call where they're going to go through things with you to get you fully set up. We are fully booked for the rest of the day today, unless you want to schedule for between 5 and 6 p.m.
It has to be a video call?
No. It's just a phone call from 5 to 6 p.m.
5 to 6 p.m.
And it's about a 30-minute call, but that's just the window they call. If not, we can schedule it for any time Monday.
The thing is that the most of the day, as you find out, I'm driving, and I don't really know where I'm going to be. I'm not going to be in the office. I'm coming to the office. I'm doing some paperwork. I'm leaving notes, and I'm leaving.
Makes sense. Okay. So let's do this. We can just soft schedule one a time for Monday that you think might work, and then if we change it.
The last appointment available you have, that it's 5 to 6?
5 to 6 today, but we typically have availability 6 to 7 as well.
And you make it 6 to 7 because I'm going to be in my office back to home for sure.
Okay.
I'm going to reach my home by that time.
Okay, let me do this. Can I schedule it for 5 to 6 and just say try to call at 6? See if that works?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do that then. Okay. All right, I'm just setting that up right now, John. Okay, about five more minutes and then we'll be done here. Okay, and then we'll also send you a link. I do have your, let me just make sure I have this here, your Google Business Profile. I do have that active, so we'll make sure to link up to that so that way we can update it as needed. I know you said you don't want to have your address listed on there to avoid that, so we'll go ahead and make sure that's avoided as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I have that there. Okay, obviously you're fully licensed and insured, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you have a Facebook business page, you said, correct?
We have a website.
Okay, but what about Facebook? Do you have a personal Facebook or a business Facebook?
I have personal Facebook, but should I link it to it?
Yeah, we're going to do that. So as long as you have a personal Facebook, we can help you set up your business Facebook. Okay?
All right.
All right. And then obviously you have a text message from me. If you want to reply whenever you get a moment with your Facebook URL, that would be helpful. Just the web address to your Facebook page or your personal Facebook page. If you don't have that to provide right now, we can just do it a little bit later during our call later today. Okay?
My Facebook page is it's in Greek.
No worries. You don't. And to be fair on that, it does not have to at all have any connection to it. It's just how Facebook sets up your account. So it's not like you have to link the two specifically. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm going to write what, my name, how I'm on the Facebook?
It's actually, no, it's the URL, like the web address of your Facebook page. It's usually at the top of your whatever web browser you're using. If you're doing it from your computer, I should say. Or if you're on the Facebook app, I'm not sure you can get the URL that way.
I'm doing it now, right now from my phone.
Okay, so on the Facebook app, you might be able to share your URL by clicking on the share button and then texting that over to me. I think that might be the easiest way.
On the share button?
The share button. You know how you like share your Facebook site? It looks like that little square with the arrow pointing up.
Yeah. And then?
And then just send it to the text message. Via text to the 877 number I texted you from earlier?
Oh, all right. Let me copy that number.
And the 877 number I texted you from, you definitely want to save that. That is when you get customer service calls, it's coming from that exact number.
So I'm going to send it to that number back?
Yes, correct. And then I'll receive it.
And what's the name of the company?
Ours is Local Splash.
Local Splash. So. Okay, I'm sending something, whatever I'm going to find. All right, I sent something.
And what hours of operation do you want to list on your site?
It's 7 to 5.
Monday through Sunday?
Yes.
Actually, I'm guessing on the weekends is when you... Okay, Monday through Sat. Okay.
Yeah.
I imagine if they make an emergency call, it's an added fee if it's on the weekend, right? Something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, emergency service will be performing on the weekend.
Right. Okay. All right. So we're good with everything on the questionnaire. I just wanted to, again, this was the initial questionnaire. We're wrapped up on that. Last step is I'm just going to set up. Now, just to be sure, I want to clarify one more time. We're going to do the service that includes $100 of Facebook ads at $2.99 a month, and then the one-time setup fee of $99. So the total cost a day would be $3.98. My apologies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and get that set up here. And let me just pull up your website one more time. And it's just IcarusElectric.com, right?
Yes.
And then as far as the business card you're using, again, it's under the business name of Icarus Electrical, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of card is it?
American Express.
Okay. And is it the same billing address of 36-2736 Street in Astoria?
No, it's different.
Okay. What is the billing address on the card?
180. Kearney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y Avenue.
Okay.
Bronx, New York.
Zip code?
10465.
10465, okay. American Express, go ahead whenever you're ready. 37 and then the next three?
67. 55-0015.
Okay.
43-003.
Last five one more time.
43-003.
Expiration?
11-28.
Okay, and then the four-digit code on the front.
9101.
Okay. All right. Everything's good here. And then we're going to do security question of your first pet name being Hector. All right. So again, last 3 minutes of the call, we're just going to go ahead and proceed with the, it's a voice verification. It's for your quality assurance, just to make sure that everything I spoke about was clear. You're aware that it's a 7 to 14 day window to get your Facebook ads up and running, and then also a 30 to 45 day window to get your Google listing on the map and everything updated there. I just wanted to make sure we're going over that, and then the next step here will just be voice verification, and then we're done for now, and we'll call you later on today to do the full client interview to set up all the metrics that you're looking for, okay?
All right.
All right, so give me 1 second here. All right, so if you have any questions, you feel free to stop me, and then I'll clarify, and then we can go from there. But I'll just go ahead and begin here. Now, John, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Icarus Electrical.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
Ioannis John Politis, and I'm the president.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, John. Well, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As I mentioned before, we'll be contacting you. And just keep in mind that as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, which is why if anyone tried to call you and not from an 877 number, as I mentioned, we provide you that security code as an added form of protection. Now, do you agree to be responsive to these phone calls and emails from Local Splash's customer service number at 877-635-6225?
Yes.
Okay. Please make sure you save that 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 8, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th day of the month in the amount of $299, and this will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Be sure to speak to a live representative. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service in the event of cancellation, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, John, everything is completed as far as the voice verification. I'm going to go ahead and charge your card now. You should receive a notice on your end as well. Let's make sure we're done here.
All right. That's perfect.
Okay. And then you will receive an invoice via email. So just to make sure, what is the best email address for the invoice? I had an info at.
That's it.
Okay. So info at IcarusElectric.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you should be receiving that invoice shortly. Everything is good on our end. And then, as I mentioned, when you receive that initial invoice to outline it, it also includes the term and conditions. Everything that I discussed with you also included in writing. If you scroll to the bottom of that, you'll also see the outline of your payment, as I mentioned, the $398 today and $299 moving forward. Once you review all that on the initial invoice, please make sure you or you click on the two buttons on the left-hand side to acknowledge that you've received it and agree to that. And then just make sure you sign it off as John Politis, okay?
Could you repeat that?
So you're going to receive an invoice as well as a term and conditions page. It's coming to you via email almost immediately.
I receive it.
Okay. So you just scroll down. You can see the terms and conditions there. It talks about the $100 of Facebook ads. And then at the bottom, it does indicate that $398 is being charged to your card on day one and then $299 moving forward. Let me know if you see all that. And there's a lot of other things there if you want to read in the details. But, again, as soon as you're ready, you go ahead and click on those two buttons on the left-hand side to agree to that you agree to the terms and you acknowledge everything. And then you just sign it in the name of John Politis, and then everything's good to go. Any questions about that?
No, I did it.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and indicate that there, that that's already completed. Other than that, like I said, I'll make sure to pencil in, try to call you as close to 6 as possible. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions for me before I let you go?
No.
All right, John. Well, thank you so much again, and thank you for bearing with me as I was calling frequently. We have secured this position now, and so we're going to go ahead and lock out this area for any other electricians in Queens, okay? We're only working with you.
All right, thank you.
All right, John, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.